Back here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, the BGE radio out of Atlanta, GA. You can get more information at buildgrowandenjoy.com. And we've got a great guest with us this week. Rick Miller joins us here on Skype Audio. And Rick is fantastic. If you want to get more information on our guest, you can check out our website, buildgrowandenjoy.com. Rick Miller with us today. Download the iHeartRadio app as well and listen to us on iHeartRadio, and Rick Miller is with us. He's got a great book. It is fantastic, and he joins us today. Check out beingchief.com, beingchief.com. He's got a brand new book, Be Chief, and he's with us today here on our big program. Now, first of all, tell us a little bit about your background, my friend.
Well, you know, the easiest way to tell the story, James, great to be with you and your listeners, by the way, today. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Yes, indeed.
The short story is that I grew up very fortunate to have a dad who taught me a real great lesson early on, and it kind of was the single thread that followed me throughout a long career, and that thread was dad was in personnel back in the day. Now we call it human resources, and he taught me at a very early age, it's all about people. And it's funny because, you know, I tell the story so often because it's my favorite one. My dad had the claim to fame to be working in the only non-union machine tool shop in central Massachusetts. So we grew up, you know, going to church and going to grocery store and surrounded by wonderful people who were members of different unions. But at my dad's manufacturing shop, in 27 years, James, there was never even a union vote. And if you ask me, as a very proud oldest son, it was because they had my dad. They didn't need the union. Now, union people are terrific, but dad taught me it's all about communication and connecting people and listening. And those lessons have served me real well running things and subsequent business assignments from a startup all the way to a multinational. And the story of Be Chief, which is the book that's out now, is really all about those lessons that dad taught me. And I've certainly had business degrees and many great mentors and read a lot of books, but James, at the end of the day, it kind of all comes down to what dad taught me all those years ago.
We have got a great guest with us today. Rick Miller joins us here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. His website, beingchief.com. His brand new book, Be Chief. He's with us today here on Skype Audio. Give us a thumbnail sketch of this book itself and kind of a closer look at some of the details that you put in this book.
Happy to. You know, the book is a real simple one. It really focuses on the word power. And it really is first a redefinition of power. A lot of people think power is about authority and control, and that really comes from people who have titles and positions. And frankly, we take a very different view. What my dad taught me is power is really about energy and confidence and clarity and influence and impact. And so the first part of the book is really a redefinition of power. Second part of the book is really showing people how to measure their power. And the rest of the book is simply about choices. How do you increase it? How do you share your power? And as I say in the book, it's all about business examples in the book primarily. It's how do you take teams of people or organizations, divisions, and whole companies and build powerful organizations. So, again, a lot of simple tools and tips on how to be more powerful.
We have got the author of Be Chief with us today. Rick Miller joins us here on Skype Audio here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, the BGE radio out of Atlanta, GA. Now, what kind of reactions have you been getting to the book so far?
Well, they've been terrific. And what I'm so happy with, James, is the diversity of people who have been supporting it in a very strong way. We've got existing tops of organizations, people like Tony Hsieh, who wrote a great book and is running Zappos, the CEO of 1-800-Flowers. I've got a bunch of CEOs that have endorsed the book. I've got a bunch of academics who have looked at the research, which is in the book. These aren't just my stories. There's real hard research behind it that shows how to build powerful organizations. I've got some leading luminaries out there like Adam Grant and Susan Cain and people who are putting out New York Times bestsellers who enjoy it. I've got people from government. And by the way, one of the great endorsements I was pleased to see, I think the only time that the CEO of the American Red Cross, a woman by the name of Gail McGovern, has endorsed the book, came to be chief. And I think it's all focused on the fact that we really do take a really a servant leadership approach towards building great organizations, much like she has done at the American Red Cross.
We have got Rick Miller joining us today on this edition of Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Be Chief is the latest from him and his book, BeingChief.com. Check out BeingChief.com. Rick Miller with us today here on Skype Audio here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Now, what kind of reactions, besides the ones you just mentioned, have been getting to the book so far?
Well, you know, it's a diverse group, and I think what pleases me most, James, is that while I'm getting some people who have titles, if you will, the names I just mentioned all have some titles, but what I guess I'm most pleased about is that people who don't have titles, people who are on the front lines, if you will, maybe even first-level managers are looking at the book and they're saying, wow, this speaks to me. These are tools that I can use. So it is, as well as in business, I've had people, again, from government, from healthcare, from education, from many different areas outside government, outside business, who have said these really are universal themes. Like, everybody could use energy. Everybody could use more confidence and influence. And these are, again, the subtitle of the book. The title is called Be Chief. But the subtitle is important. It's Be Chief. It's a choice, not a title. So this is all about simple choices that everybody can make to be their best.
It is a fantastic guest with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Be Chief. Rick Miller with us today. He has beingchief.com as the official website. Our official website is buildgrowandenjoy.com, and we're talking with Rick today about his fantastic book. Now, why did you write this book, and who's your target audience for the book?
Well, it's interesting. I've been in business for a lot of years. I was working for one company at a time for probably just under 30 years, and then I expanded my business. I left a large corporate job, and I've been working on my own for the last 10 years with multiple clients. And some of the stuff, James, is just flat work. Some of the lessons that Dad taught me, I was applying them at one company at a time, and then multiple clients in my consulting business, and I just thought they fit for more people. I mean, if I think about what you're standing for here at Build, Grow, and Enjoy, you're trying to share messages that help people not only grow business but sustain that growth. A lot of the focus of the book is on sustainable growth. Now, some people will look at the book and say, "Great, it's a way of sustaining the growth." If you're a business leader, I want to sustain that growth. But the principle of the book is that businesses, companies, any organization can't enjoy sustainable growth unless every individual, every employee has the opportunity for their own sustainable growth. So as we take a look at Build, Grow, and Enjoy, I think this book lines up real well with your message.
We have got a great guest with us today. He is fantastic. Rick Miller is joining us. He has got Be Chief, and the website is beingchief.com. He joins us today here on BGE on Skype Audio. Now, you've written this incredible book. You've gotten a lot of great feedback on the book. Why do you think that this book will appeal to readers?
Well, I think it's the simplicity, right? I mean, there's an awful lot of great lessons out there. If I think about two words that rhyme, James, I think about words like supply and apply. So if I'm looking at a supply, the supply of books on leadership and how to be better in power, I mean, man, I think it's unlimited. There's got to be, you know, millions and millions and millions of books that will supply you with information. What this book takes is a little different approach. It tells you how to apply. How do you take all this great stuff and apply it in situations? So we have case studies in the book from startup all the way to multinational organizations in between. It's like these common principles are often spoken about, but how do your listeners know how to do it? They can read about it, but somehow it always gets lost in translation when they go to apply it. So there's those that can supply, those that can apply, and I focus on the latter. And I think the people will take to it because it's simple, and it's something that they can actually pick up and implement pieces of it right away.
We've got a great guest with us today, Rick Miller, with us today. He joins us live here in our broadcast. He's got beingchief.com. The book is called Be Chief, and he's with us today here on Skype Audio. Now, you've done a lot of things here with this book. You've put a lot of time and effort into this. Tell us about your writing style.
Well, I think it's the style of someone who's a practitioner. I think it's simple, it's direct. Again, I started in business, and I say very very often that if I can't retain it, I can't apply it. So I'm a very simple guy, James. I mean, I've read an awful lot of things, and I've tried to boil it down. This book is all about being direct and simple and hopefully memorable, because if you can remember some of these simple tools, then you go into your situation at work or at home in your community, you want to be more powerful. Direct language is, I think, the best way. I don't use an awful lot of 3 and 4 and 5 syllable words, and I'm sure the academics can do a lot better job than I can. But I'm a simple business individual who has found himself surrounded by wonderful influences and all along my business career. And the attempt with this book was to kind of boil the best of what I've been exposed to down to short sentences, simple ideas that really someone can use. And so I would say the answer to your question is probably I have a very direct style, not real difficult to understand.
We've got a great guest with us today. Rick Miller joins us here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. BeingChief.com is the website. Be Chief is the book. And he joins us today here on Skype Audio. Now, what makes your book different from others like it?
Well, again, I won't repeat too much about the apply side. Again, most books are about supplying you with information. There's very few books that help you apply it. But again, this fundamental difference in the shift of this word power is something that I would reiterate to your terrific audience. Right? Power is about clarity, and power is about influence and energy and confidence and impact. And the question is, how do I bring more of those things into my life? Into my life at home, into my life at work, into my life with my community. And so if you're trying to increase that element of power as opposed to the more traditional elements of power, this very simple and short book is going to give you the tools, or choices actually, bring you the choices about what fits for you. I often say that we're all most powerful when we connect what we do to who we are. So the book will give you some choices to make to really further your self-understanding. Because there's lots of choices out there. And James, the right choice for you might not be the right choice for me, or vice versa, because you're a different guy than I am. And that's all okay. So the idea is, how can I give you flexibility to make choices that fit you without the dogma of you should do this or you should do that? There are no shoulds. There are no shoulds. It's all about the flexibility for you to make choices that fit who you are and bring to your mind the choices that allow you to go deeper in your own self-understanding. So it's a little different.
We've got a great guest with us today. Rick Miller joins us here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio out of Atlanta, GA. Check out buildgrowandenjoy.com. Rick Miller joins us on Skype Audio. He is a fantastic, fantastic guest. Check out beingchief.com. Also, Be Chief is now available. It is fantastic. Pick it up today. Now, what's the message you would like readers to get from your writing?
Well, I think the simple one is that there are no wrong answers, right? The only issue that readers really have is to make sure they're asking themselves the right questions, right? I focus on asking the right questions in my consultancy business with leaders, some of them who have big titles, some don't, some Fortune 100 executives, some startups. My job is to ask questions, and the answers always come from my clients, or in this case, the readers. But the ability to ask the right question, to have somebody think about a topic in a way they haven't thought about it before, not again to tell them what they should think, but to open up a door, right? To open up a door to their own potential. And that's, again, another version of what I believe power is. And I would tell you, James, as well, that in addition to the anecdotes that are there, there is some hard research included in the book. So this is grounded in really great research that talks about how people can be more powerful and how power spreads from person to person. Anyone in an organization can impact everyone in an organization, independent of level or title. And the research backs that up. And I think there's anecdotes, there's things that people will remember, but it is based in some real strict research, and that's why one of the reasons I feel real good about what we've put out there.
Rick Miller with us today, beingchief.com. Be Chief is the latest from him. And what's next for you as an author?
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I would tell you that this to get this book out, probably all told was a 10-year effort. 10 years. This is absolutely the best of what I could. It took a long time, lots of twists and turns, and many mentors along the way. I don't know that I'll continue to blog. I continue to be a blogger, if you will, with Forbes and Thrive Global and many outlets. I do short writing. James, honestly, I don't know if there's another book in me. I think after this 10-year period, I'm enjoying getting messages out in other forums. I will continue to write, but this book is the very best of what I've been able to put together in my almost 40-year business career, and right now I'm feeling pretty good about it.
We've got a great guest with us today. Rick Miller joins us here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio out of Atlanta, GA. Check out buildgrowandenjoy.com. Rick Miller with us today. Be Chief. Beingchief.com is the website, beingchief.com. And this book, like I mentioned, incredibly well written. Are the experiences in this book based upon your stuff or events in your own life or people that you know? Tell us about that part of it.
Yeah, well, the case studies involve a broad range of business situations. The case studies involve both my firsthand knowledge as well as a number of third parties or individuals that were in organizations. I tell stories about people that I work directly with and people that I was aware of. I think the 10 people who are highlighted in the particular case studies, 7 of the 10 are women, and I was very pleased to get some real strong endorsements from people like Betsy Myers, who wrote a great book called Take the Lead. She was the first head of the Office of Women in the White House, and she, you know, she offered a wonderful endorsement that said, this book is a powerful book for women. So I was very pleased to get that nod from her, as well as Susan Cain, who wrote a wonderful New York Times bestseller called Quiet. And her words are that Rick has redefined power to make it a good thing. So, yes, there are some stories that have my view on them, but I've included third parties, other people. I get an awful lot of female voice in this book. And I think it makes it stronger. I think, you know, we deal with in business, whether it's a marketing department or a sales department or a manufacturing element or human resources or training. So there's all different perspectives of people who are coming in from different angles, but it's amazing how they all come together with this view of power and how they can help organizations achieve a level of performance that they couldn't have otherwise done.
We've got a great guest with us today. He joins us live here on our broadcast, Rick Miller, and he has got a fantastic, fantastic book here. Do you recall how your interest in writing originated?
I've been blogging for most of that 10 years. I knew that when I left company life and I went out on my own, I had an opportunity to share both what I've done well and the mistakes I've made. I mean, no. Make no mistake about it, James. I've certainly made my share of mistakes. I don't think you really grow unless you're open to the fact that you're going to make them. Brené Brown wrote a great book that's one of the books highlighted in my book on Daring Greatly, and she talks about vulnerability and the courage to get out there. And a lot of the writing that I've done all along the years has been to bring to the forefront other great writers. I'm not trying to put out my own stuff. I'm trying to share how Brené and Susan Cain and Betsy Myers and Ken Blanchard and many, many, I think I think there's a reference in my very small book to probably about 20 other books that were important to me that I took the key lessons out of. So they're integrated into my book. And you know, whether it's a Jack Kornfield who did a wonderful book called The Wise Heart and talks about, you know, a little bit of a Buddhist philosophy and how that could actually make you stronger and the wisdom of knowing when to let go. So I've been writing for a long time about about things that I've been aware of from other great writers, and trying to figure out how can we apply those in settings to be more successful.
We've got a great guest with us today. Rick Miller joins us here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio out of Atlanta, GA. And before we let you go, my friend, how do people find you on social media and find the book and everything else?
Well, thank you very much for that kind of invitation. Yeah, Being Chief is the name of my company, B-E-I-N-G Chief, Being Chief. And that's you can find me at Being Chief at Facebook, Twitter, every place is LinkedIn. It's all Being Chief. The book is titled Be Chief, B-E-C-H-I-E-F. And you can go to bechief.com, order the book. That's obviously links to the other website. So the simplest way, make it shorter, bechief, bechief.com. You'll find a free chapter there if you want to check it out. You'll see the reviews. By the way, you'll also see, James, the charity partner. I should share with your listeners that 100% of all author proceeds are going to a wonderful institution down in Austin, Texas, called Sammy's House. It's called a special place for special children, special needs kids. So all the money that's coming in to me is going right to Austin to take care of those wonderful Sammy's House kids. So you'll see some information on Sammy's House, a great charity, on the Be Chief website as well.
Fantastic. Well, I appreciate you making time for us today, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for coming on BGE, my friend.
Thanks, James. Best of luck.
Appreciate it. There goes Rick Miller on Skype audio. And that wraps it up here for Build, Grow, and Enjoy.